Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Amen. Be the change you want to see in the world. This is a provoking quote often attributed to Mahatma Gandhi, the Indian politician, the lawyer, the social activist and writer. But these words were simplified versions of the words he actually spoke. But they show his message, that if we want the world to be different, we need to be part of the difference, be the difference. Last week, we spoke about the peace that Jesus brought to the world, and that it wasn't a peace of tranquility and calm. Well, not solely that. Having Jesus in your life does bring such solace and peace, but the peace Jesus brought was and is the peace one gets when we do the right thing for the right reason. The peace you get when you do something and can say, yes, that was a good thing to do. It might not always be the easiest thing. Last week, I mentioned the example that we could see in the parable of the Good Samaritan, which is principally about being a good neighbour and about who is our neighbour. But it also shows the peace one gets from doing the right thing. Everyone who walked past had some good reason for not stopping to help the injured man. But one stopped and would have that peace of stopping and doing good. It wasn't the easiest thing to do, to stop. It interrupted his day. It cost him money, time, and maybe some physical stress, maybe mental and physical stress in helping. But they did it. But they knew they had done the right thing for the right reason. And of course, that person was very grateful. In our Old Testament reading today, from the prophet Isaiah, we read that if we call on God and do good, God will satisfy us. And not only us, but those around us. It says wonderful things. If you offer food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. It's great, isn't it? And it continues. You will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters never fail. Ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You'll be the restorer of streets that we live in. How good to know this, that we can call on the Lord and do good, and that this will happen, that these things will be restored around us. And it goes on to speak of the Sabbath and how honouring of the Sabbath will result in us being blessed by the Lord. I've been speaking in our village worship services across the benefice about the need for relaxation and how the long summer months offer this, our long summer days that we have. And I've also spoken about the Sabbath, and we hear in both our readings today reference to the Sabbath. Typically a day that we're called to rest, although some of us have had to rush to get here this morning, but also to worship and to spend time with family and friends. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is reprimanded by the temple leader when he heals a woman who has been crippled for 18 years. She is bent over double by her many problems that lay so heavy on her. And Jesus sees her on the Sabbath and says to her, "Woman, you are freed from your ailments." And she is able to stand upright for the first time in all these years. And it says the temple leader is indignant and said to those attending the temple that they were not to come for healing on the Sabbath. It is a day of rest, that there are 6 days for working and for healing. And the temple leader is correct. A doctor would not work on the Sabbath. But Jesus says, we're allowed to untie a donkey and take it to water on the Sabbath. In fact, Jesus speaks more strongly than that. It says, the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it to water? Ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day. And it says that all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at the wonderful things being done by Jesus. Quite typical of Jesus and the peace he brought to this earth. This mixture of peace and relaxation and great healing on that woman, but being very bold in the way he spoke. Jesus spoke boldly, acted boldly, and the people noticed. In Isaiah, we hear that if we act on the will of God, doing good, not only will we please God and benefit ourselves, but others will too. The world becomes a better place. Mahatma Gandhi actually said in his quote that he had, "We but mirror the world. All the tendencies present in the outer world are to be found in the world of our body. We are a mirror of what is around us," he's saying. If we could change ourselves, the tendencies in the world would also change. So if we change ourselves, what we reflect in the world will also change. As a man changes his own nature, so does the attitude of the world change towards him. So people see us as being a better person. And this is the divine mystery supreme. We then enter in something which is beyond our own experience, I think. A divine mystery enters us. A wonderful thing it is, and the source of our happiness. We need not wait to see what others do. I think that is quite the key thing. We need not wait to see what others do. If we want changes to occur in the world, we are to lead those changes by what we do. And over these last few years that I've been here, so actually 5 years this autumn that I joined the benefice, we had COVID, those sort of dry years when things were quite quiet, it was quite difficult. But over these last few years, I have seen across this benefice how people comment to me about the work that is going on in our churches, in our churchyards, particularly we've seen that here in Westbury, in our beautiful, people keep saying to me about how wonderful the flower pots are, our lovely walls around here, how the churchyard is looking so great, the restoration of our windows, the lovely flowers that we have in the church, our refreshments that we have, all these things which are works from individual, they all come together. And they have this rippling effect which call other people to join in. The care and consideration for others mirroring our good intentions. And then others see how good that looks. They definitely reap the reward. And they sometimes join in, either directly or they see another need that they can contribute to. Maybe not directly with our churches, but with other good works. And I hear of so many good neighbour acts of kindness as I begin to meet more and more people across the benefice. Those things which are just private, but make so much difference to so many people. I don't know about you, but I often sing our hymns, putting most of my attention and trying to make it sound reasonable. Well, that's what I have to do with it. But you may have noticed the words of the hymn sometimes. And in our first hymn, I'll remind you of the words we had in that, the last verse. It says, 7 whole days, not 1 in 7, I will praise thee. In my heart, though not in heaven, I can raise thee. 7 whole days, not 1 in 7, I will praise thee. Every day is a day to praise God. We only need lift our head and we too can be transformed as that woman was by Jesus' healing. By lifting our heads and doing good, we will notice things change around us. We will see these transformations and be part of them, being the change we want to see in this world. Amen.